Blackstone Audio presents 23 Hours, A Vengeful Vampire Tale by David Wellington. Come, let's away to prison. We two alone will sing like birds in the cage. William Shakespeare, King Lear, Act 5, Scene 3. Bellows. 1. The Marcy State Correctional Institution in Tioga County, Pennsylvania, had been designed and built in the 1960s as a state-of-the-art facility for the rehabilitation and therapeutic treatment of adult female prisoners. The walls were painted bright but tasteful colors. The cells were spacious and airy and laid out on an open plan to improve social communication between the inmates. It had a psychiatric ward, a well-stocked library, 3 full-size gymnasia, and 768 beds. 40 years later, with a population of over 1,300, it always hovered one incident away from a full-blown riot. On March 7th, that incident came when no one expected it, except those who had planned it out meticulously in advance. Laura Caxton was at her usual spot in the cafeteria over by the wall where she didn't have to watch her back every second. She was eating soup. Everyone was eating soup. You didn't order from a menu at Marcy. You sat down and waited for what they brought you, and then you ate it or you went hungry. She could look down the long length of her white formica table and see women of every color and creed, but they all wore the same orange jumpsuit, and they all were eating beef barley soup. Her first indication that anything was wrong was when she heard a loud plunking noise and then a cry that was half the scream of an inmate scalded by splashing soup and half a chorus of barely suppressed giggles and curses. 10 seats down, an overweight Latina woman was brushing soup off her face and her chest. A rock-hard dinner roll had been thrown into her soup bowl, hard enough to splatter the table and the inmates on both sides of her. The inmate who had thrown the roll, a slimmer and younger woman, white, blonde, glasses, Caxton made mental notes of everything she saw. It was an old habit, one that served her as well inside as it had in her life before. Leaned back on the bench and gave an exaggerated shrug. "Sorry, bitch," she said, laughing and turning away. It had nothing to do with Caxton. She put her head down over her own soup and kept eating. She knew what to do if there was a problem. All the inmates had been drilled on what to do.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?